We can honestly say we know this, that the only answer to the world's problems is found in the Word of God and in the ministry of the Word of God. If we do not believe this, we fail. Today, in these periods of crises, one after another that we've lived in these last few years, men and women come and want to know whether the Word of God has an answer for this thing, and whether these things are unknown to the Lord, or whether God sits upon the throne and is sovereign and understands what this world is all about. I believe today that the Church of the Living God should have a vital and contemporary answer to every single thing that is before us. I'm glad that I had a mother that taught me in the days of my youth to expect these things, to know that these things were coming to pass. And nothing can surprise the Christian man and woman that has the Word of God given to him. How important is the ministry today of the Word? In our Sunday school, we believe, in every Sunday school, that there should be nothing taught but the Word of God. That does not mean that there should not be source materials used and all that sort of thing. But the fundamental teaching of the Sunday school should be the Word of God. That is the thing that we have the promise for. My word shall not return void. Be sure that your Sunday school class, whether they're little or middle-aged or older men and women, find an answer in God's word for the very problems of the world into which they have been thrust. For the Lord has brought them into the kingdom for such a time as this. The Sunday school, no doubt, has gone through a great process of change in the last 25 or 30 years. It used to be that we just had little classes and men and women just felt if they could just keep certain children there, that was about all they could do. But all of a sudden, it seems as though it's been overwhelming in our thinking. Sunday school is a place of Christian education that men and women must be trained. And they must be trained on a different level. It used to be that all the older people were put in one class. All the young people were put in one class. All the children put together, regardless of their ages. But now we know that there is a spiritual growth that each child and man and woman must have met. There's a development. Today, I believe people are stirred to know the fact that religious education has to go hand in hand with a secular education. It's a step-by-step and a process of growth. And so we find today that Sunday school is not only encompassing children. We always used to think of Sunday school as just children. And we always talked about the children. But now we find out that men and women are entering into an adult education in the Sunday school that is preparing new leadership that we haven't found in the last years are being developed these days through the Sunday school. I think most of us will admit that juvenile delinquency is caused by youth not understanding themselves and by parents and elders not understanding them. They need somebody to just draw them out. Young people are not born delinquents, but they're allowed to become that way. And so in the Church of the Living God, we have the opportunity of introducing them to the one that transforms lives and give them a real purpose for living. Even youngsters want to know why they are here and what they're supposed to do and how wonderful it is that the church can have this marvelous opportunity to reach the children and the young people and men and women in a vital and definite touch of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't let us just leave athletics and the growth of children to all the other organizations of the outside of the church, but let them come under the eaves of the church, because beside giving them the opportunity for clubs and all of that sort of thing, we give them the marvelous opportunity of really being introduced to the one that knows their lives and can save them and can transform them. One of the first things that we would say would be the importance of the Sunday school is to introduce boys and girls and men and women to the Lord Jesus Christ. Then second, of course, to bring them to a commitment of their life to him. And then third, to go out and serve him to the uttermost parts of the earth. Evangelism, then, is absolutely necessary. It does not necessarily mean with little people that we have to go and confront them with accepting Christ as their personal Savior. I think many of them do not understand this. But we will bring them up to know Christ, to tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done. And then we remember how the little children ran to the arms of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe it's so definite for every teacher that's teaching a class. whether they're young or old, is to remember that what they are to hold up is a living Christ. Now, I believe definitely that there has to be a personal confrontation of Christ to men and women. I believe definitely there ought to be a time and a place where even children are confronted with the fact of whether they have taken Christ as their own personal Savior. Not in a public meeting. I'm a little against that. I know how children will just follow the other children and what they do, or they want to please their teacher. But I believe that evangelism should be done in a very personal way, up through many levels, many ages, and even when you get to the adult departments, the personal presentation of Christ is of such utmost importance. But I would definitely say that I believe that not one child, one man or woman, should go out from our Sunday schools without having him confronted with the fact of whether they have taken Christ as their personal Savior. It's the greatest, greatest gift that can be given them. It's the most important thing of all their lives. And why could we, as Sunday school teachers, fail to do the thing that's the most important? It's our particular prerogative. It's our particular privilege to do this thing, and how we rejoice. Every one of us would really go home with a lump in our throats when we think of the possibility that we might have had that day of introducing someone to the Lord Jesus Christ in a personal and definite way. When I'm asked what the Sunday school can do for the local church, I immediately would say this. I feel that the Sunday school is absolutely responsible to the local church for its growth. The church really is only one generation from the grave that does not develop a Sunday school and have the youth coming on to take the place of those that are going. Sunday school is the place where the leaders of the church are trained. It's the place where parents can come and bring their children to have questions answered that they cannot possibly master for themselves. It's a place where men and women feel that they can really serve Christ. They do not know how to go right into the church itself and its high administration, but they can begin to be trained to know what to do and what the relationship of Christ is in their lives and in the importance of transmitting this into the service of the local church. The pastor that does not know his teachers has missed out on the largest and most powerful influence for leadership. The pastor who does not have a large Sunday school or any Sunday school at all has no vision of what the church really can do. It is through the Sunday school and through the youth that are there that he can see the importance and the relationship of his church to the whole community, and immediately can see that the church is affecting the community in a very vital way, in a growing way. The Sunday school, no doubt, can have a very transforming influence on the community in which it exists. I remember Dr. Evans telling of his first ministry up in a little town in Dakota, just a very few hundred people, and he wanted to get the youth there. And so he went about and found a big barn and fixed up a basketball court to get the young people there to minister to. And how the church grew, how many young ministers that go out, I give the same example to. If they want to really reach their community and be inspired, they must go to these young people and find a place for them in the church. You'll find out that the church begins to grow in a magnificent way, not only in numbers, but you'll find an expansion is absolutely necessary. Nothing is more thrilling than to see a place where there's not enough room for classes, and you have to have another building, and you have to go out to know what to do. Otherwise, there's almost a depression of non-growth when the youth are not there. How many times I've heard this kind of a story, and I can give you one that's a real, true incident. Here is a young man who has been very tremendously successful. And in his life, he has just not had anything of God. And so he enters in and wants to rise socially as he has in his business and so on. And we find out that his life all of a sudden becomes loveless. His home is absolutely without love. He becomes almost a drunkard because he's tried to find his social life and experiences in the outside world and is very unhappy. And then he's introduced in a vital way to the Lord Jesus Christ. He seems as though on the very night of his conversion, he finds a new love comes into their home. He and his wife fall in love once again with each other. And they love each other so much that they go out and adopt several children. In fact, one family I know have adopted 5 children into that home. And this man now not only is giving his life to the Lord Jesus Christ, but investing his money and finding the delight of serving the Lord in his profession. We could go on and give illustration after illustration. I think of a doctor and his wife, where the little children came to Sunday school. And one of the nights where they had open house, the parents were invited. And this doctor came up to me and said, "Miss Mears, my children have found so much in this Sunday school. I want to know something of what they have found too." And that dear man and his wife came out, found Christ as their Savior, joined the church, and now are one of the most tremendous influences in our whole church as far as international students. Every Friday night, international students are up at their house at a Bible study. His ministry among the internationals has been perfectly remarkable, and they all found this wonderful way by their children coming and being introduced to the Lord Jesus Christ. Over and over again, we can just give you these examples. Fathers and mothers that bring their little children, little bit of preschool children to the nursery and have to come to bring them and then go into a class and are introduced to the vital relationship of the Lord Jesus Christ, and their homes are transformed. And as we've been there, as I've been personally there in Hollywood these many years, I could just take you to homes today by the scores where God and Christ have become a reality and where their lives have been transformed because their children first came to be introduced to the Lord Jesus Christ. It isn't a matter of just being saved from juvenile delinquency, but it's saved for a positive life in their lives of their children, and then the parents finding Christ real too.